You were God's co-worker. How does that make you feel? It should make you feel pretty good, but there are responsibilities that goes along with that role. We'll talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey, what's up? This is Gary Zimek. Glad to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just hanging out, getting ready for the program to start. I've got a nice tall glass of water with a slice of lemon in it, so I am in good shape. I'm going to take a sip of that now, just to prove that that is indeed a true fact. On today's show, we're going to look at the mass readings for Wednesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. You and I, we are God's co-workers. How do you feel about that? Well, it's an exciting it's an exciting opportunity and a really a great privilege to be a co-worker with God. But what exactly should we do with that responsibility? Well, we should go out and spread the good news. Let's talk about that on this show. In addition, we'll talk at the end of the program about temptations. Temptations when it comes to faith. Every one of us at one time or another have encountered situations that really test our faith, haven't we? We think, is there really a God? Is he really going to come through? And don't feel bad about that. That's very normal to experience that at one time or another. We'll talk about temptations against the faith. And we'll use the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone to discuss that in depth. Okay, total consecration, we are getting really, really, really close. It kicks off on Sunday, September the 4th. We're going to go for 33 days and prepare to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. This is a big undertaking. It's something that I do every year. I really look forward to it every year because I know the tremendous effect that it will have on your life. And I really hope you're going to be able to join us. And as I've told you before, don't be afraid. Even if you decide it's not right for you, there is nothing that stops you from going through the entire preparation process. You're going to learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about Jesus. You will learn a lot about the Blessed Mother. You will learn a lot about what it means to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. So I would invite you to join us. I would invite you to have your friends join us. You can listen to the podcast. It's going to be 30 minutes Monday through Friday and 15 minutes on Saturday and Sunday. We're leading up to the day on which we will make our total consecration, which is October the 7th, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. We'll be making our the total consecration on that day. It's the day I've done it for the past 5 years, and it's the day that I'll continue to do it because we're kind of in a groove. So if you've been with me before and you're renewing your total consecration, glad to have you aboard. And if you're doing it for the first time, I am extra excited that you're going to be joining me because this is something that's going to help you a great deal. If you're struggling in your spiritual life at all, if you wish that you could get to know Jesus better, if you wish that you would love Scripture more, so many things. Total consecration is your answer. You've got to give this a try. And wait till you see the great things that will happen in your life once you get the Blessed Mother involved. And, you know, we talk about this sometimes on the program. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, your Heavenly Father, they all will not force their way into your lives. And the same goes for the Blessed Mother. She's not going to force her way into your life, but she waits for the invitation. And the minute you give her that invitation to work in your life, you're going to see some incredible things happen. So you might not see them right away. You might not even really see exactly what she's doing. But I can assure you that she is working. The minute you give her control over your life, she's going to bring you to Jesus. And you're going to see changes happening. And again, they might be gradual. You might not feel a lot all at once. It might take you a little while. But you're going to see a big change in your life. So I would invite you to join us for total consecration. Just give it a try if you're not sure. Remember, you don't consecrate your life until October the 7th. So if you're not sure, you've got plenty of time. You've got plenty of time to think it over. We begin on Sunday, September the 4th. And if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. In years past, we've used a book each year. You don't have to worry about a book this year. And you know what? I'm glad about that because invariably somebody doesn't get their book in time, on time, and they're asked, and I get emails, and I don't mind it, but generally speaking, I'm not the guy sending the books out. I mean, not generally speaking. I never have been the person sending the books out. I've sent you to other organizations or you've bought the books from Amazon or whatever, but this time there is no books. We don't have to worry about the book getting delayed. We don't have to worry about, and I've gotten this question before, well, can I just read the book or do I have to listen to you? No, you don't have to listen to me, but if you're going to listen to me, if we're going to do this together on the podcast, it makes sense that you listen to me. And if you want to get a book, just get the book and do it on your own. But let's do this. I like to, that doesn't sound very smart on my part, right, to say that. But I want to be honest. Look, if you don't want to do it this way, that's fine. But if you do want to do it together on the podcast, don't worry so much about the book. We will do the readings on the air, and I'll try to keep it really simple. I'll try to keep it so that you'll be able to have a takeaway each day, and you'll be able to get something out of it. And you'll have to do some work. You'll have to do some meditation on your part, but I really want to keep it simple so that it doesn't become overwhelming. But at the same time, I want there to be substance here, and I want this to be a very effective preparation for total consecration. So that's why I'm doing the best of the best this year, where I'm extracting meditation material from several different books so you don't have to worry about being tied to one particular method. Again, that starts on Sunday, September the 4th. And there's not an exact time. There's not an exact time when the podcast will take place, but it's generally in the early afternoon. And on the weekdays, it will probably be sometime before 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's the best I can tell you because I don't really have that much control over how it gets uploaded to Blog Talk Radio and then dispersed to iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Sometimes it might be the next day. And again, like I told you before, don't get too scrupulous about this. St. Louis de Montfort has said you don't necessarily need 33 days. It's recommended, but it can be modified if needed. So if you miss a day or two here, or if we're a day late, we're not going to go crazy, are we? Because we're gonna do the best we can to prepare for total consecration. And I'm really excited to get started with that. Okay. One more sip of my beverage, and let's see what else is going on. I still have some openings for Lenten Parish Missions, and I have at least one opening for an Advent Parish Mission. So if you're interested in bringing me to your parish, I would suggest you contact me as soon as possible. You can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please pass along my information to your pastor. I would love to bring the good news to your parish. I really would. So let me know as soon as you can. We are still in August. The minute the kids are back in school and vacations are over, I have a feeling I'm already starting to see the inquiries starting to pick up. People are going to be trying to fill up these slots for parish missions. So make sure you don't miss out. If you want me to come to your parish, we have to get the details nailed down as soon as possible, especially for Advent. But even for Lent, most of the weeks in Lent are already spoken for. So just let me know and we'll see what we can do, okay? Gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Please keep in mind, I am still in need of additional donations. If you'd like to become a monthly sponsor of my work, or if you would like to make a one-time donation, it is very much needed and appreciated. You do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. Also, if you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, you would help me tremendously if you would use the link on my website. If you would use, instead of just typing in Amazon.com on your browser, if you would simply go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link, that would help me tremendously. And it doesn't cost you anything extra. Nothing changes for you. You get the same prices. But because you used a link from my website, Amazon gives me a little bit of a profit on any purchase that you make. So that really does help me. It is one of the ways I keep this show free of charge and keep my full-time ministry operational. So I thank you in advance for that. Also remember, if you're a coffee fan as I am, please remember to check out the great coffee available from Mystic Monk. Mystic Monk Coffee, you can find out more by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Mystic Monk image. So thank you for that. Let's remember now that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father and ask for what we need. And also, let's thank Him for the many blessings that He has given us. Please join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us another day. Thank You for so many blessings that You have given to us. Thank You for loving us unconditionally. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to be our Redeemer. Father, please help us to walk the road that will one day lead to heavenly life with You. Father, please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those dealing with addiction, those struggling financially, those experiencing weather-related problems. Please help them. Grant them Your peace. And solve their problems, or take care of their problems in the best way possible. Father, we know You know what the best answer is. And we ask You to help all of those individuals who are struggling with any of those problems to answer them in the best way possible. We ask You to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask You to increase vocations. We ask You to put an end to abortion. I ask You to accept this program, and please speak through me on the show today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to Your message. We ask You to bless our total consecration effort, which will begin on Sunday. We ask You to help us to grow closer to You through this process. Father, on this day, August the 31st, I ask You to have mercy on the soul of my father, who passed away 14 years ago on this day. I ask You to accept him into Your heavenly kingdom, and please spare him from any further suffering in purgatory. And we also remember all of the faithful departed today and every day. We ask for these things, Father, in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. And yes, on this day 14 years ago, I lost my dad suddenly. He had just been diagnosed with lung cancer that had spread to the bone a month before. And it was, you know, it's funny, and I use this example when I go out and I give my talks about taking one day at a time. We, you know, you get this idea of how things are going to work out in your head, and I figured that the cancer would just ravage his body. Well, as it turned out, the cancer really never got a chance to do that much damage. He died suddenly of a heart attack. And it's, again, it's not what I expected. But that's why I always encourage people to try to take one day at a time and not to try to think how God's going to act in a certain situation. We just never really know. We just really never know. But anyway, I would appreciate your continued prayers, if you wouldn't mind, for the soul of my father. That would be very, very much appreciated. So I thank you in advance for that. Okay, let's get down to business here. Let's take a look at the Mass readings from Wednesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able even now, for you are still of the flesh. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh and walking according to the manner of man? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely men? What is Apollos, after all, and what is Paul? Ministers, through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field, God's building. That's the message that I shared at the beginning of the program. You and I were God's co-workers. And St. Paul makes some incredible points when he's speaking to the Corinthians here. And one thing I'd like to remind you of, and this is a challenge for us, we all have our favorite speakers, our favorite priests, our favorite writers, our favorite Catholic personalities. And sometimes we lose sight of the fact that every one of these individuals is doing essentially the same thing, hopefully, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And what happens? Normally, we don't have a real problem. We all have our favorites. We all have people that really touch us. I've got my own personal favorites. Some people that others love, I just get nothing out of their talks, I mean, or their books. I mean, it's just how it happens. But we have to be careful that we don't get too wrapped up in someone's personality and lose sight of the fact that they are strictly a messenger. They're just proclaiming Christ. When this becomes obvious is, and we've had a couple notable cases over the past several years, is when somebody makes a big mistake, somebody falls from grace, somebody that we look up to sins in a big way or goes off the deep end or their message changes, and then all of a sudden we begin to panic. Don't do that. Don't get so attached to one person that you lose sight that that person is just a messenger, and that that person is human, and that that person can mess up. Always remember that. Always remember that any of us could fall at any time. We are just workers in the field, and ultimately, when we're trying to share the good news, when we are trying to evangelize, we're co-workers with God, but it's not us that are really doing the work of conversion. The conversion comes about through the Holy Spirit. You and I, we're just planting seeds, but we've got to plant those seeds. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is what we need to remember. If you and I start to think that it's really us and it's not the Lord, we're going to get offended when people don't heed our advice. Do you ever try to evangelize and somebody doesn't want to hear what you have to say, or they say something and then as soon as it becomes a battle? We're not in this to win arguments. We're in this to save souls. And it's up to the Holy Spirit to convert somebody. I can plant all the seeds I want, but if they're not open to hearing what I have to say, it's not going to do any good. Don't get too personally attached to your evangelization efforts. Yeah, try really hard, but don't take it personally if somebody doesn't agree with you. The time might not be right. We all come along at our own pace. And we shouldn't forget that. It's very important. But take that message from St. Paul. Take it to heart. You are God's co-worker. And the other thing to remember is, Paul said, I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. When you are evangelizing, when you're sharing with Jesus Christ with somebody else, always be asking the Holy Spirit to guide your efforts. Because if the person is not ready, if they really don't know Jesus Christ very well, you might completely blow them away and end up doing more damage if you come on too strong. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what you should do. You need to make sure you're in touch with the Holy Spirit so that you're going at the right pace. Okay, so keep that in mind. The responsorial psalm today, blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Psalm 33. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down, he sees all mankind. From his fixed throne, he beholds all who dwell on the earth. He who fashioned the heart of each, he who knows all their works. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Doesn't it feel good to be chosen by the Lord? We are chosen. We have a great privilege. He created us for a reason. We were created so that we can know, love, and serve God in this life. This is Baltimore Catechism stuff. And live and be happy with him forever in the next life. What a great privilege. And that's why we're created. Let's not overcomplicate the meaning of life. That's why we're here. So that should make you feel pretty darn good about yourself, shouldn't it? He reaches out to us. We are called. Are we responding? And we're also called to be his co-workers, as that first reading told us. Are we doing a good job with that? Well, let's read this gospel now. I want to tie this in together. The gospel is from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. A lot of good stuff happening here. Obviously, Jesus is exhibiting his power over illness. The reminder for us is that if you got a problem, make sure you're taking it to Jesus and pray with confidence, because when you read stories like this, you're reminded that he can cure any disease, any mental ailment, any physical ailment. He can remove any problem that's standing in your path. He can make mountains crumble in front of you. Will he always? No. But just know that he can. It's critical that you remember that he can. The other thing is, when Peter's mother-in-law was cured, what did she do? She got up immediately and waited on them. You and I have been given a new day. What are we doing to serve the Lord today? What are we doing to act as his co-worker today? If you're doing something, that's great. If you're not, you should really ask yourself, what is it that I could do today? What could I do to bring somebody closer to Christ? It doesn't have to be something really complicated. Can you do anything to bring somebody closer to Christ today? And the answer is yes, you can. You could be nice to somebody. You could smile. You could have a kind word. You could pray for somebody. There is something you can do today. The final message that I want to really highlight from this gospel is, Jesus said, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." Jesus was sent to proclaim the kingdom of God. We're his co-worker. What are we doing? What are we doing to proclaim the good news? If we're not doing anything, we should really look at ourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to give us some ideas. What can we do? We have to do something. We absolutely have to do something. And again, it is a real privilege to be a co-worker of the Lord. We don't want to take that privilege lightly. We want to do the best we can. Okay, very, 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 very important message. All right, let's take a look at the book, My Daily Bread. We have a cute couple of minutes left. This is going to be quick, but this book, we try to feature this on Wednesdays, Temptations Against the Faith. This book is written by Father Anthony Payone, 1954. It's still in print. You can get it from Tan Books. You can get it from EWTN Religious Catalog. It is a great book to help you grow closer to the Lord. It's written from the perspective of Christ speaking to a disciple. So I want you to picture, get a mental picture of the Lord right now, and picture these words coming from him to you. My child, some persons are seriously tempted to disbelieve what my church teaches. Such temptations are often caused by the devil, the enemy of truth. He disturbs my followers because he hates and fears their way of life. He does not bother habitual sinners in this way because he captures them through other sins. Satan inspires many wrong doctrines among those who do not know my church. Under the appearance of good, these errors appeal to many. Keep close to my church, and you will never fall into Satan's trap. Whoever disagrees with the word of my church disagrees with me. That's a point that so many people in the world today forget or don't want to acknowledge or completely ignorant of. You disagree with the church founded by Christ, you disagree with Christ. And we need to help people understand that. Oftentimes, you're going to have to do that in a very gentle way because you could push people away if you come on too strong. Because people don't understand that. All right, let me get back to the book. If you are tempted in this manner, do not become anxious and troubled. Do not let doubts rob you of your peace. Simply put your trust in my church, and the enemy will be put to flight. Believe my apostles and their successors. I have guaranteed them from error. He that hears you, hears me. I told them, their work is to continue to the end of time. Submit yourself to me by faith. I want you to know my truth. I will add knowledge to your soul by grace, whenever it is necessary for you. I do not require great learning, nor a deep understanding of my holy mysteries. What I ask of you is a strong faith in my words and a virtuous life. So the beautiful thing about the Lord is he's not going to ask you to possess knowledge that you don't possess or to be smarter than you are. You just have to have a sincere heart and put your faith in his church and in the teachings of the church, and he'll take care of you. Here's something to meditate on. An honest and humble inquiry after truth is a good thing, as long as I'm not trying to depart from the traditional and sound doctrine of Christ's church. I must, however, remember that reason and natural investigation can never penetrate far into the mysteries which God has revealed. I have to submit my reason to his word. It's foolish for me to believe only what I can understand. Cannot God know and do things which are far beyond my puny understanding? Will the author of truth lead me into error? Sound reason demands that I believe whatever God reveals, no matter how little I understand it. Unfortunately, too many times, and I say we, but I don't necessarily mean us, there are people in the world who look at the teachings of the Catholic Church and say, I don't believe in this because I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Where's the faith? Where's the faith in Christ? Where's the obedience to him who founded a church, Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19, who founded a church? Where's that obedience? Where's that loyalty? Where's that submission? It's not there. So we need to, number one, not panic when we start to question things. Just take a step back and say, Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in your church. Please help me to trust more. And then help others to believe the same thing. Let's end with the prayer. Lord, if there are so many things here on earth which I cannot understand, how can I understand heavenly things? Human reason is weak and limited. It could be so easily deceived, but true faith can never be deceived. Such faith depends upon your word, and your word is truth. If your works were such that they could easily be understood by my puny human reason, they could hardly be called wonderful and divine. As long as I know that you speak through your church, I shall never doubt what she tells me. Amen. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for tuning in. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow, and I hope you can join me. Until we meet again, may God bless you, and thanks for listening. See ya.